Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday. We hope you think so too. Unless you don't, could be a different day. That's okay.
You could be listening to this on a Friday or a Saturday.
If you are, stop. Wait 6 days.
Yes, Thursdays only. Thursdays only. That's the rule. Rules are rules.
Now you may be familiar with what we're doing here, but we're trying to spruik some other podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network.
All quality shows.
That's right. Mm. This week we're talking about HeyFam. It's the perfect time to talk about HeyFam as well because they talk about movies and comics and TV shows.
Some would say better than us.
Some would say
Sometimes we get an email that's like, oh, their review is much better than yours. And we're like, we didn't want that feedback particularly.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for it anyway. Thanks for reaching out.
But they also have a heavy video game element. Mm. They're across that medium as well. And this week we thought, hey, this would be a good opportunity to put up a bloody sample of what they do, which is their E3 recap episode. Mm-hmm. E3 is just finished up. You're probably thinking, I wish some cool hot boys could.
No, you've said it now.
Yeah. Then these don't get edited. These go out as is. But yeah, it could give us a funny summary of what bloody happened. The ins and outs, Mason. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
I agree. It's going to be great.
Let's get into it.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Yeah.
Hey, fam. Welcome to Hey, fam. My name is Levins.
My name is Angus.
Ethan?
I was going to say
Ethan Hawke.
E3 Hawke. Oh, Ethan Hawke. It's Ethan Hawke's little brother.
You know, Ethan Hawke was on the E3 stage for Ubisoft conference.
Oh, he was.
And so was out of nowhere, fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well.
Yeah, that's right, because he's a film production company. They're working with which title? Anyway, we'll get to it. But I remember, yeah.
They're doing Beyond Good and Evil 2.
The record something.
That's so weird. When we just came out on stage, it was very strange to see two
actors. It reminded me that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was still alive. I was like, oh, cool, he's alive. He's one of the ones that's alive still. That's
I like sick. To call him by his real name, Robin.
Robin. You got a box of your stuff.
So
it would be so good if he was on stage and they're just like, oh, okay, there's a box of stuff here for you. By the way, you should use your real name, yeah. Robin.
This episode is going to be pretty long.
Long.
Because we are going to go through all of the E3 shows. E3, the massive video game presentation that just took place. It's kind of still going, but basically it starts off with all of the video game developers and publishers doing showcases.
Yes.
For the many games they have coming out in the near or distant future, depending on which publisher you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be really fun to go through all of those presentations tonight.
It's going
to
be edge of your seat.
I'm talking Microsoft. Trailer. I'm talking EA.
I'm talking Sony.
I'm talking Nintendo.
I'm talking Square. Sega. Atari.
I'm talking the Neo Geo.
I'm talking, TurboGrafx 16. I'm talking all of the consoles.
I would have thought Atari would have tried to do something this E3.
Why
because they have
to
got
rob
that
people with that dumb console?
Exactly.
Isn't that what they're doing? They are doing something. They're robbing people.
Trying to rob people with that dumb console.
Isn't it? Didn't someone watch the trailer and they're like, oh, I haven't signed off on that game being on that console. Like, they found out like someone just like, they said, and this game's coming. And the creator's like, no, it's not. I don't know about this. Isn't it like an Ouya?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, it's like an open source kind of.
So why is it called Atari?
It's like a Steam box. There's details are fucking sketchy at best. I don't think they know what it is.
I think it's fake.
Yeah, it's a dumb console they're trying to rob you with.
It's so stupid.
Angus Truscott.
Yeah, it's a dumb console they're trying to rob you with. We'll go through all them. It's interesting. I mean, E3 now, I think, we're given the fact that like we can, streaming or whatever in the internet, E3's like become less of a let's show them what we've got and more of a like, oh, let's bring up speed on the stuff we've already told you about. You know what I mean? Like there's seldom.
Yeah, they kind of go back and forth on that depending on which year it is. I feel like the last 2 years were like hype. And now this year was a bit of like, fuck, we announced everything. What can we do instead?
Yeah.
So, you can find out. I think we're going to try and pick maybe the five games we're the most excited about from all the presentations this year.
Yeah.
Of course, go through our thoughts on all the presentations.
Yeah. We'll talk about some highs, lows.
And in-betweens.
In-betweens.
Guys and hoes as well.
guys and
highs and lows and guys and four highs and lows for guys and hoes.
How funny is which are you? When you have a pimps and hoes invite that you're in, like a birthday.
When was the last time you were invited to a pimps and hoes party?
Never. I'm trying to find out. Was it, I'm asking hey, you how fun was it?
Listeners, are you throwing a pimps and hoes party this upcoming weekend?
I remember as a teenager.
No matter where you are in the world, I'll pay for Angus to go to your pimps and hoes party.
Pimps and hoes and like hippies, but they were like two big themes getting thrown around in my like late teens, early 20s. It was so weird. They'd be like, come to my party. It's a hippie themed.
I love
it. Like, I have nothing else I'd rather do than not go to your party. I'll literally do anything else. Like,
what if the only thing you had to do besides go to a hippie party was go to a pimps and hoes party?
Yeah, I would put off the hippie party to go to the pimps and hoes because I haven't been invited to one.
But you've been to a hippie party.
I've declined hippie. No, I've declined. At least I've been invited.
Well, maybe that one's good too. Why do you want to go to the one of them, but not
because
the other?
There's a reason why hippies aren't around anymore. You know,
I would say like there are more hippies party in the world than pimps.
I mean, to be a real hippie, I give you 1966 to 1969. Anything after that is pain limitation.
Wow, yeah. It's a hippie
truther. It's like champagne. Like you're drinking sparkling wine. Unless, let me look at that label. You know what I mean? It's you're not really a hippie. You're just an idiot.
Angus, I could talk with you about hippies and which ones are real and which ones are fake all night long.
My laws that I think everyone like shares the same views of. I was like, what do you mean they're hippies? They died off in the 69. Where has that ever been said?
We've got a lot of video games to talk about, Angus. Yeah. And before we even do that.
As well. I'm going to put that out there.
I watched a lot of these as they fucking came out live. I set up alarms and I kept my phone.
Can I ask you something? Was it worth it?
No.
I'm so glad because I was like, this is the year I'm not doing that. It's kind of like how you're like, yeah, I'm not going to the midnight Star Wars movie this year. And I'm like, I think I've stopped waking up at 2 to be... Because I think if you wake up at 2, you're going to be disappointed to some degree.
There were moments that were definitely worth it overall.
But I was like, you know what? I'll watch it the next day and it's going to be okay. And it was fine.
You could even argue that it's not even worth watching the presentation at any point.
Exactly, I think the Nintendo ones are because they're fucking kooky. They're just weird.
Yeah, like a few of them, there were some Reggie highlights. Reggie Cook
coming in off the battle bus and seeing us out in the Fortnite. It's so like, yeah, Reggie. It's like, I'll be diving in off that battle bus. And I was like, no, you won't. You don't play Nintendo games.
You don't play games.
You dunk on your son and make him cry in front of his friends.
I love that. Yeah, I rewatched like the first ever reveal of who Reggie is when he came out in like 2004. Yeah. Like that. And he's like, yeah, he comes out. My name's Reggie. I'm here to kick ass and take names. Yeah.
He's such a badass. So I love him. The original I wish bad he was boy. A Smash character. That was one complaint I had that there wasn't a Reggie character.
Why haven't they done it yet?
I don't know. Reggie's like, after Miyamoto, he's probably the most iconic person to do with Nintendo at the moment.
Mm.
Iwata was iconic, but Reggie more so. Like, Reggie's such a public face, and it's probably because his English is better than anyone else's. Like, and the audience is so English-based. But Reggie needs to be immortalized a little more. I think Nintendo might take Reggie for granted. I'm putting that out there.
Wow.
That's my hot take of E3. Nintendo, let Reggie know you love him, I think.
Before we get to all of my hot takes of E3 and more of yours, I just want to quickly let everyone know that I just saw Incredibles 2 before I got here.
Was it Incredibles 2?
It was just like the first one. It was Incredible 2.
I love it. There's our review. Done. Stick that on the poster, you dickheads.
And it finished. And I was like, I want another one. I want another one straight away.
Well, what are you now? Like, when you're 44?
Yeah, so yeah, 14 years from now. That's how long it took to go from
14 years in and we're still in. yeah, that's great. I'm going to catch it this Sunday.
And if you can, I know it sounds like a crazy thing to say, try and see it in 3D.
Yeah, because you and I have gone on the record of... no, but you know what? This movie...
I think cartoons in 3D are cool.
So, well, it's a 3D space. It's actually 3D. To a degree,
instead of them not translating like a cheap tack it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are moments in the movie where things are thrown or punched directly to the camera.
Yeah.
So they were clearly playing with the idea that it was a 3D movie, and then the credits. You know how like it was like it's like kind of like this Art Deco kind of credit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all. Everything comes at you at a different angle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really, really fun shit.
Where was it? A full cinema?
Yeah, relatively.
Cool. Yeah, I'll go catch it Sunday. I want to watch one. Did you rewatch one?
I rewatched that again recently with my son, but then he started crying, so we had to stop. Being a dad's hard, everybody.
You and Reggie know one thing, you make your sons cry.
Also, if you haven't already, don't look at the voice cast.
Oh, okay, I haven't.
There was...
Some spoilers?
Not spoilers, there was one crazy surprise in there that I was not expecting that we can talk about.
Reggie.
That's right, Reggie feels MA.
Reggie's like, guys, it's great to be here in the battle bus and I'm diving down into action with you guys. He just joins the Incredibles for one fight. The Incredibles is now Battle Royale, isn't it? That's exactly the twist. Battle Royale. I'm surprised they didn't announce a Zelda Battle Royale. Just be like, oh, we don't care anymore. We're just doing Battle Royales.
But like, yeah, the there's I feel like a lot of things that we love, it's very, it's not reliant on nostalgia, but the fact that we grew up with it makes it so much, makes it so emotional when we watch it.
Sure.
Or play it, you know, that's a big part of why we love Nintendo so much.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, man, half of Nintendo's presentation was literally like, how good's nostalgia? We're going to spend 40 minutes on it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I was there for it as a Nintendo like fanboy, and I know you're the same. I was so extremely there for the nostalgia.
And watching The Incredibles 2, yeah. That's that same feeling. And then it's a feeling that I haven't seen, had since watching Toy Story 3,
sure.
Which is this just emotion for how much I love these characters, yeah. How much I've grown up with these characters, and how much the people making the movie love the characters
too. So what you're saying is Cars 2 is still the best sequel in Pixar's canon, but Incredibles 2 kind of close second.
Two words, Angus. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Mater.
Two words, Angus. Tomato.
Hopefully,
isn't that how he introduced himself?
How many is Hansy John Lasseter got anything to do with this one?
I saw his name pop up in the short before.
Sure.
Which is feelings in that short.
I'm sure
before.
Some of the female employees saw his hand pop up too.
Too soon.
Well, what, you can not make soon the, enough. Get
make,
rid of him.
Make these jokes when he's out of there.
He's supposed to be gone. It's just get him out. We remember you and I recently. I don't know if this was on mic or off mic, but we watched his handsy introduction to meeting like Miyazaki.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Oh, and he does this like weird, like, you know, Japanese people are traditionally like quite reserved and with meeting people, and it's quite a ceremonial thing. But he walks up and just like picks him up and starts hugging him, and while like Miyazaki's got his hand out to shake him, they filmed it in the pic, and it's so embarrassing. There's this like big buffoon sex pest in a Hawaiian shirt, and he comes down and he's like, Miyazaki-san, and like picks him up and it's so embarrassing, and Miyazaki's translator and assistant are there, and they're like about to shake hands and do a formal introduction. This guy is like fucking him. It's so bad. I thought it was, why was I watching it then? Like, what?
Yeah, there's so many funny stories.
Oh, you know what
out.
I think it was with Alexi,
right? So many funny stories coming out this week about all the different American games journalists trying to high-five their Japanese heroes.
Oh, man.
And Sakurai, who's yeah. one of the you know, the guy behind Super Smash Brothers.
Sakurai is beautiful.
Who's been unwell and has like wrist yeah. problems, and like apparently had security, like, security surrounding him so no one would try to shake his hand. Oh.
Poor guy.
Devastating.
He is aging backwards. Like, he looks incredible.
Yeah, totally.
He looks like a 12-year-old. Like, and that's not a diss. I love
him. Oh, no. People tell me that all the time.
That's not a diss.
Yeah.
They go, it's not a... No, but he looks great. He looks great. He's part of Nintendo's... Maybe him was my favorite thing of E3. I'm thinking that. It might change by the
yeah.
end. But I'm putting it out there. Him, just the slight quirk to, like, every bit of his, like... the information he was telling
oh,
us.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's just so weird. Like, and I was texting you stuff we'll talk about later, but it was just like, the face design is different, you may notice. And it's like,
we'll
no,
get
I
to
didn't.
This, Angus.
That's so gonna, cool that you're pointing it out.
If you thought the Smash Brothers, like, part of the
was
Nintendo Direct was...
boring.
Yeah, wait till you hear our description of it. So let's get into it. Let's go through the HeyFam official guide to E3 2018. And as you know... Nintendo have the last conference,
yep.
which means that this is going to be the longest
we ever... every year, don't they?
This is the longest we'll ever go on HeyFam without talking about Nintendo.
No, we've broke it. We just spoke about it.
No, but from this point until we talk about them again...
Oh, we're going to break that.
3 hours from now.
We're going to break that.
So
you know what? I should order food now, that means.
Yeah, order some food.
I'm going to order some food now.
Oh, I can't wait. This is my favorite segment. Angus orders food. What are you getting, fam?
We're getting some Indian. I'm just texting Chloe in the next room to put the order in.
Chloe can guest. You guys can like do have a guest appearance from Chloe on the podcast.
Yeah,
as you order
can,
Indian.
We can we'll open the mics and we'll talk about whether we'll tip the person or you know what I mean.
Who do you when you yeah because when you get Uber Eats does the
they're
tip
already
go
getting
to
a tip
to the driver? Is it good? Yeah.
With the end of the tip, is.
No, that... no, I say, hey, driver, get back in your car, take this back to the restaurant, yeah. and take it to the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, the tip is. They, like, put someone out of business, I guess. Like, yeah. they're killing the taxi industry. That's their tip.
Best tip of all time. Next time, bring more cheese pizzas.
Absolutely.
Kevin
Man,
McAllister.
What I'm getting is some amazing naan here. Actually, maybe you incepted me. Maybe we crank out an old gangster move and we'll do a little Home Alone ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Keeping
yeah.
the change. Well, we've already paid. Oh, that's fine. We're getting some Indian.
Yeah.
With some,
keep the change, you filthy animal.
That's so good.
Second best tip.
Second best tip, yeah. Remember when they did the sequel and they did a sequel to that
Angels,
movie?
Angels with Even Filthier Souls yeah, is the sequel.
Just funny stuff.
Oh, fuck, I love the Home Alone movies. I reckon Home Alone is the most watched movie
yeah.
for me.
It's like, the best movie.
The most. Yeah, definitely.
Listen up, idiot. Yeah, we get it. Die Hard's one. Now go away and like let me watch this. You know?
Go walk on glass like your dumb hero.
That's so dumb.
And instead, I'm going to watch a guy make some robbers walk on glass.
What I'm going to do here is put a tarantula on someone's forehead and then have another man hit it. The fact those men aren't like legally declared like comatose by the end of that film is incredible.
Or just dead.
Yeah, or dead. It's insane. There's a great shot. If you want to... if you want to remember the time where standard definition was the standard and how high definition sometimes isn't great, there's a great shot in the movie at the end when Kevin's on the bike, handles like a flying fox, like leaving the house, and it's like a 22-year-old man with like a child's wig on, like doing the stunt, and it's disturbing. He's like this tall, gangly guy wearing Kevin McAllister's clothes. It's so fucked. Just Google like Kevin Stuntman Home Alone, and it's weird as hell.
You know what? I just realized I've never in all my life of looking like a 12-year-old with pale skin, I've never dressed up as Kevin McAllister.
It's a no-brainer. You need to get a red sweater on, a backpack with some traps and shit.
Yeah, just set traps all night.
I could go as Michael Jackson if you want. They're just friends, man. You know I'm Team Jackson.
Yeah, hey, Lemons and Angus got here. They're asking where the bed is?
Yeah, they're saying no adults and lots of cheese.
Angus brought a chimp.
I've bought a crate. Well, look, we're actually recording under a poster of Michael Jackson with a chimp.
With bubbles.
What's happening with that movie? He's doing that Hitler movie instead, Taika.
I thought you meant Bubbles, the chimp.
He's hanging out with Hitler. Now, remember he's going to follow up.
Taika Waititi was going to do a
Ragnarok with a stop motion animation film about bubbles.
No way.
Yeah, like telling the story from Bubbles' point of view, which I was so here
cool.
For.
Yeah.
But now he's doing that movie where he's playing Hitler.
Yeah, I'm down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever. I just hope the Bubbles movie. Maybe it takes a long time to do animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
He's a talented guy. He's probably doing multiple things at once.
I saw some fan art the other day. Someone did him as Boba Fett, like a comic book artist, and it looked sick. Like with the helmet off.
Yeah.
It was just like, please make this.
As happen. Much as that is like, quick, who's another New Zealand, who's one New Zealand person that people know?
Out of the three New Zealanders, the guy that played Jango Fett, the guy that played his son, and Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
And a guy who played an orc, an extra in Lord of the Rings.
and the guy who directed Lord of the Rings.
And the guy who directed
Lord of the Rings. Get Peter Jackson to play Boba Fett.
No, I would like that. No, I wouldn't.
So let's get, I feel like I've already said without further ado, and then we just threw a whole bunch of ado at you. Let's go through all the presentations, starting with EA, who kicked off the show.
EA, it stands for, all right. that's too good.
This was far and away the lamest moment of E3. Did you watch much of the actual presentation
itself? I watched highlights of that. I give enough attention to mediocre white people every day.
Hey, man, I'm right here.
No, not you. You know, I mean, like, I didn't want to give EA my attention. It was a protest.
So EA kind of fell back on, like, the very, very, like, old school way of doing an E3 presentation. And there was, like, you know, you had a poor host who's normally very good, one of the hosts of What's Good Games, just trying to do as much as she
work
could
with that audience, you
with
know?
Yeah, with an audience that fucking hated EA.
Well, like they hate women and they hate EA.
The judges there, like, it's not the judges, the crowd at this conference were like, you know, mostly games journalists, I guess. And like, so like when they're EA are like a pretty normie kind of game maker, so like, you know, FIFA I feel like isn't a very beloved game in terms of games journalism. You have someone out there going like, and you know, it's going to be free for this amount of time, and waiting for applause, and then not getting it.
There was that great moment where it was announced and like there was no response,
and then so he goes for something else that should have another response. And no response whatsoever.
Yeah, incredible.
Someone actually booed when, like, a bunch of people booed when Battlefield announced that they were going to have a battle royale mode.
And that was the moment where it was like, oh, is this what E3 is going to be this year? Like, which franchise is now a battle royale? Like, what are they battle royaling? I was like, fuck, is that rumored retro Star Fox game just going to be Star Fox Battle Royale? Star Fox Adventures Royale.
I think the Battle Royale concept, I mean, obviously, you know, based off the fantastic movie as well, but the, you know, 100 players and with a slowly shrinking space.
Yeah.
I think if you play with the trope, so it isn't just... The what's boring about it is that it's not the genre itself, it's that it only exists really within the genre of first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that there could be so much more fun to have
with
that.
That's why I guess Fortnite and PUBG have been so popular, because they're third-person and...
Yeah, like, sorry, third-person shooter, either or. It's, you know, a shooter, shooter game. But yeah, so they open with FIFA, then Battlefield 5. And then shortly after that, they delivered the highlight of their presentation, which was the EA Originals, which are their indie games.
Battlefield 5 was also a big moment in E3 this year, where it was like, this is the year of lesbians in games.
Battlefield 5 had confirmed lesbians?
Well,
just women. Not all women.
I think some incels are reading into it and being like, how dare lesbians go to war? Like, I will not buy this game.
I'm all for as many lesbians in my games as possible.
Me too.
Because it makes the worst people unhappy about it.
Yeah, get them out.
And it makes the best people happy about it.
Getting a lesbian in a video game is like sending an incel to watch The Last Jedi. Like, they'll swear off Star Wars afterwards. It's like, sick. That was awesome. Bye. Like, great. You fell into my trap.
I saw I went and saw Ocean's 8 last weekend as well.
Was it Ocean's Great? Are we going to keep this? You're only seeing movies with numbers in the title.
I mean, yeah, they're called sequels.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? When we keep going back to these movies.
But Ocean's 8 was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I had fun. But before it, there was a trailer for the sequel to Mamma Mia.
Oh, right.
Mamma Mira or something.
Is it literally called that? Wow.
And it is just watching it. I was like, wow, this is actually what like incels and MRAs are scared that Star Wars is going to turn into.
Yeah. It's like, no, Star Wars still has lightsabers and people with the yeah. Force. Like, yeah.
It's okay. You can have a woman with a lightsaber. They're not going to suddenly break out and do an ABBA song.
I saw Hereditary if we're doing bragging rights about going to the movies.
How was it? Did you poop your pants?
I didn't get scared once.
You crap your decks?
I didn't get scared.
You didn't get scared?
No.
Fuck.
I think the marketing's really hyping up how scary it is.
Right.
Either that or like...
Is it jump scary shit or is it like psychological?
It's like mood, it's like mood scary.
Right.
I guess they go for some jumps, but they don't work on me.
Right.
Because I like always remove myself 1 degree and I'm like, oh, like the sound design is telling me and the framing of the camera. Like there's all this white space over there. The camera's not filled. There's going to be a jump. And it always is. Like,
you can't trick this guy.
Directly. You can't. Sorry, Hollywood. Sorry, John Carpenter. Sorry, Wes Craven, RIP. Like you never got me.
So back to the EA conference, the highlight for me was the EA Originals this year. Yeah. In previous years, they've given us Unravel, which is a game in which you, a platformer.
Hey,
which,
you like Unravel? Guess what? 2018, he's Unravel 2 and it's out now.
And that was the first shadow drop of...
Is that what they're called, shadow
drops?
Yeah,
when you say something, when you announce a game or you show footage of a game and then say, and here's another thing, it's available right now.
Oh, wow. I thought it was just doing a Beyonce, but I like Shadow Drop as
well. Yeah, and then they also announced a game called Sea of Solitude.
That looks great. That's my highlight from this.
Which I've watched the trailer for like 5 times, and every time I go, I need to tell someone what it's about.
I don't know what it's about. I think you're a boat. Or maybe you're a monster in the water.
You're a woman.
And I think it's third person.
Control demons.
And
It's really weird, colorful, awesome design. I think the trailer they showed was mostly about mood, not really about what this game is.
Much like Hereditary, it was about mood.
Mm. But that was by far the biggest highlight of the EA conference for me.
And there was it wasn't quite the BP moment we were expecting where they were going to apologize for Luke. Remember, we were like,
that's what I thought. I really thought they were going to come out guns blazing, but this just felt like more of the same, like almost like note for note repeat of their previous conferences.
Yeah.
And
Star Wars doozy.
Oh, we'll get to that. But it was hilarious how many times they like made a big point of saying,
"You won't. You buy everything now."
Yeah, no loot boxes. It's like, cool are we?
We know, because like it's illegal in heaps of countries. Like, you wouldn't be able to sell the game.
There was also an extremely embarrassingly long demo of a mobile Command and Conquer game.
That was bizarre.
With like way too eager,
like here's the thing.
Streamers like. Commentating their every move as
they
play it.
The people that are going to be buying that game don't know what E3 is.
Also, just make it a minute long.
Yeah, like the people that are buying a mobile game, like an online mobile game, like they don't care about E3. They care about... I can't think of a reference, but they care about other things. We'll insert one later in post.
They closed the show with Anthem, which is the big new one by BioWare.
It's BioWare's... it's not Destiny.
But you're in an Iron Man suit. That appeals to me. The jetpack. I love jetpacks in games is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, especially when this looks like you can use it all the time. The jetpack used to be a power-up of yesteryear.
If this like this isn't necessarily my kind of game, but if it does come out that this has a really awesome story mode, maybe I'll give it my attention. I think BioWare have made a lot of good games in the past.
That's the thing that makes me think this. The fact it's BioWare gives me some form of... Oh, okay, might be good. But were they responsible for that shit Mass Effect Andromeda?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm also like...
But they're also responsible for the not shit Mass Effects too.
Yeah, but they got like... they were good and now they make shit. It's like, are they going to continue to be shit or are they...
Yeah, you could blame... I don't know. I'm willing to blame some of it on EA and hopefully EA will meddle less in Anthem.
Yeah. I mean, it could be interesting. I do like the suits. It's...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Basically Iron Man mixed with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that sounds fucking awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it should be fucking awesome. But yeah, I mean, games as a service, you know, those endless online games.
Yeah.
I've not been hooked by any of those yet.
And I was kind of hooked on Overwatch for a while.
Right.
Yeah, but that game has so few, like barely any complaints. Like that was like good guy game. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Blizzard weren't very present at.
No, they weren't. I don't think they have to be. They're yeah, just, like people buy whatever they put out.
Yeah, totally. But that gives all the more reason for Sony or Microsoft to try and have them in their shows, and they weren't. Mm. So Star Wars.
So the big announcement. You and I were like, fuck, I hope this year we finally find out about, like last week I think we mentioned it, like I would love to see the Star Wars game, the much fabled non-online like shooter.
So we did get a bunch of Battlefront 2 updates in this
skins
and then the host is suddenly in the crowd sitting down.
It's so weird.
And talking to
how did I get here? Oh wow,
what's the guys that made Titanfall?
So one of the
leads from that studio, and they're like, hey, you know, you're working on a new Star Wars game. What can you tell us about it? And it was Respawn is the name of the developer that are working on it. And we got a sentence worth of information.
It's called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It's set during the Dark Times.
The Dark Times.
So the post Revenge of the Sith and a new hope.
Like
and
way too many things are.
You're a Padawan. Who lost their Jedi Master.
Yep.
And you avoided Order 66, the execution of the Jedis.
I just felt so bad for the host being like told like, hey, you know, this is your first year hosting the EA conference. We are going to announce a new Star Wars game and you get to be the first person to tell everyone about it.
They didn't show
and
a
she's
logo?
Like, oh, great. So there's a trailer?
No.
No, no. Oh,
gameplay?
No,
concept
no.
art?
No, no, no. no.
Oh, is there a statement from like, like, I don't know, J.J. Abrams or someone being like, oh, we're excited for this game. Like,
nothing like that. There's not a logo.
Oh, it's an elevator pitch.
So what we want you to do is go and sit in the audience because for some reason we can't even have like
a stage
the
or a
showmanship to send someone on stage with you. And yeah, just have a casual chat with one of the developers that we're just going to plant in the announce. Audience.
This should have been EA's biggest announcement. Yeah. They're Apple, they're Steve Jobs, and one more thing.
Totally.
Like, and then end with like a trailer.
Even just the fucking logo.
Even using footage from the movies. Like, man, I could do a trailer for these guys in 10 minutes on iMovie. Seriously.
Just using the music. And then like...
The music, you get some voice of Darth Sidious being like, execute Order 66. You get Obi-Wan being like, the Jedi were hunted down by... And you get some cool overlays using different famous lines.
And that one sentence of info that he gave us, you have it as a fucking scrolling text.
Yeah.
Just like a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. No, you could make it seriously by... using famous lines from the other stuff, and then you see a hand pick up a lightsaber, boom.
Yeah, done. So that
with
was
a Padawan braid. You see a shadow with someone with a Padawan braid, and you go, oh, it's a Padawan. Dark Times.
Sold.
Yeah, EA, let us make trailers for you on iMovie on my phone.
It was one of the most, probably the most disappointing moment of watching all these shows over the weekend.
Yeah, it was just like, it was the definition of a missed opportunity.
Definitely. So EA gets a big thumbs down from me.
You still suck. I'll still buy your Star Wars games first day.
I'll still buy your weird indies.
Yeah.
Apparently they make no money off their EA originals. It is just entirely there to earn good faith from gamers.
Wow.
That's pretty admirable.
Yeah, just weird
allow people to kind of achieve their dreams of doing
weird
indies.
I think AA would put them down, like, you know, kill a dog or something. Like, it's interesting.
Or like, yeah, we'll make your game for you. We'll make your game for you for free. And then they're like, oh, you want a story?
Oh, you have to... You got to get this loot box.
Yeah, and the loot box will contain either story or character in it.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
The next one was the Microsoft, Xbox.
Now, I didn't watch this actual conference. I watched highlights.
So, when talking about these as conferences, you know, it is... You know, especially because there's always talk about who won E3.
Yeah, can I tell you who won? Me, because I didn't wake up once and I didn't watch anything.
It's debatable,
live.
Angus. You didn't. One could say you didn't even compete.
No, that's why I won. That's the butt of the joke. I won because I didn't waste any time and I slept normally every night.
But Xbox had a really, really good overall
was it 50
conference.
Games or something?
50 games. It was just like this onslaught of games. Mm. Phil Spencer
to be like, reassure people that there are games coming to this console.
And there are definitely some low points, like when they announced three Gears of War games, and the first of which was like a Funko Pop collaboration.
That honestly was like, oh, is this a joke? Like, are they doing a joke bit? And I was like, oh no, Microsoft don't joke. That was wild.
But beyond that, there were some good things. We saw more footage of Ori and the Will of the Wisps, which is their awesome looking platformer.
Do they exclusively have the first Ori?
I've come very close to buying an Xbox just to play that because it's extremely my kind of game.
That's extremely something you would do as well. I love it.
Yeah,
it's admirable,
bro. I'm debating getting a PSVR unit just so I can play this new Tetris game.
Yeah,
Tetris Effect.
That's hilarious.
By the Rez guy.
Yeah.
Fuck. Even though you can play it just on a normal PS4.
No, you
want
to wear that shit.
Man, everything I've heard about it sounds so incredible. It's like a rhythmic,
crazy.
Peaceful, and then suddenly frantic Tetris game.
Yeah, that's
all
wild.
Set to music.
I like VR. I'm putting it out there. I'm going on the record. I used to hate it. I used to say your house would get robbed. Remember, that was my fear. Yeah. Having gone now to a center of VR in the land of the rising sun known as Japan.
Little known fact that the R in VR stands for rising sun.
It stands for rising sun. I wish I could do a racist joke then about L's and R's. I was like, oh, Levins.
No, that's an Angus move.
No, I joke about you making the joke together. Right. There. I use you. I'm on board for VR, guys. I'm back on board.
Great, everyone.
Everyone, you can...
Come and rob Angus's house.
Yeah, my address is... and the key is... look, there's a Halo game. If I ever gave a shit about Halo, I'd be pumped because
they're totally like, you know, their big three is Halo, Forza, and Gears.
And they introduced the games that people wanted, like a Halo game with Master Chief, which I think Master Chief hasn't been a part of it for a while or something since Bungie stopped developing it. Because Microsoft makes it now, right?
So yeah, I think what I was saying about what Microsoft need to do is you know, come out all guns blazing and prove to me, someone that doesn't own an Xbox, that I need one. And I don't think they fell a little bit short of that. But what they did do is, if I had an Xbox, I would have been very happy by this
you
presentation.
You would be second guessing your purchase.
No, exactly.
You'd be like, oh, sick, I made a cool decision.
So they announced a bunch of games that are coming to multi-platforms, but, you know, it's cool
That's
to see them
weird
on the Microsoft stage.
I find that weird now with E3, where it's... And I get it's because the developers aren't big enough to have their own... thing. Like, I wonder what the discussion is behind the scenes where someone's like, this isn't a console exclusive, but we'll use it as part of the showcase. It is an interesting...
Yeah. So one of them that I'm most excited about is the new game from Software, Bloodborne and Dark Souls guys, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice.
Now, you've never played any of those games, have you?
No, because, yeah. I mean, and I know part of me would probably enjoy the challenge of trying to get good at them, but they do look... Not so much Bloodborne, I know that's quite quick, but like Souls in particular, it looks like quite a slow game that's more about parrying than it is about attacking.
Yeah.
And I'm too dumb.
Ugly to
I'm
me
too
as
dumb
well.
To get
like,
into
I don't
game
like
with
the
that.
Design. Bloodborne's a much more interesting design, that like Lovecraftian era, you know,
yeah,
just that
sure.
kind of
yeah, yeah.
It just Dark Souls was just weird for me. It was like very traditional, just fantasy knights and stuff. And I was like, it doesn't really, I don't know. Just visually, it did not look appealing to
and
me ever.
The platforming wise, it's more about like slowly falling down like slopes and stuff like that, as opposed to jumping
memorizing.
Around. And
I played Bloodborne and it's about memorizing.
Right.
You have to remember attack patterns and they're not simple like swipe, like a God of War or a Donkey Kong Returns, like memorizing patterns. It's like memorizing 20 movements and knowing they can one hit you and where you've got to stay. You know what I mean? And it's about dying. Like, I get it, but also I was like, oh, this isn't a game for me right now.
Like, there's definitely elements of that in like the final bosses of God of War.
Yeah.
But you still enjoying that, by the
way? Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
I just fought Thor's dumb sons. How far is that?
You're like a third. Yeah.
Those real dumb idiot sons.
Yeah.
What's the climbing? I'm going to say that now.
Yeah, I like it though. It's good climbing.
Hide loads?
No.
I'm thinking the boats and the climbing, is that to hide loading?
I mean, but the stories that you get during the boats.
No, that's fun.
That's real good stuff.
That dumb little head is great. he's hilarious.
So Sekiro looks really quick.
Samurai,
and jumpy.
It's like feudal Japan. Yeah. That
was surprising to me for a From game. We also got the first of three Kingdom Hearts 3 trailers we would see over the across of E3.
They just got weirder as they went on, didn't they?
They were so... I'm excited about Kingdom Hearts 3, but these trailers were so bad.
About Kingdom Hearts, and I was going to send it to you, but I didn't. And I'll pretend now that I saved it for the podcast.
Right.
I'm just going to bring it up now. It's actually one of the hosts of Chapo.
El Chapo. Or Chapo Trap House.
Chapo Trap House, and he's like a big gamer. Where was that? It's right here. When was that? A few days ago?
Two days ago.
I favored it so I could talk to you about it. Here it is. Kingdom Hearts is the funniest shit imaginable. It's about Goofy and his family going gosh while the Final Fantasy guys with sharp hair throw crystals at each other. It's also sold 300 billion copies and several thousand of its fans will shoot me in broad daylight for saying this. And it's like millions of Kingdom Hearts fans walk amongst us, having careers, fulfilling relationships, even being pillars of their communities. They'll also burst into tears thinking about Donald Duck, whose sailor shirt exposes his asshole talking to a dark anime guy. It's like, oh my god, this is great.
Yeah, it's a bonkers fucking series, and I don't think, like, far more so than Xbox didn't. I don't think Kingdom Hearts with those trailers won any new fans over. They just made it look like
if you're not on board, we're not going to tell you what's going. Like, I was watching it, and as you know, I haven't played. I played one like maybe 15 years ago, literally, and it was just like. He's not dead. He's in my heart.
Yeah,
like,
his heart's in my heart.
What are you talking about? You zipper-clad dickhead. Yeah. Why? What are you zipping up so much? Just get one zipper.
There's one designer in the Kingdom Hearts team, and his role is just zippers. To put zippers. Yeah, he's like, I'm the zipper guy.
I do zippers.
But yeah, those trailers were so badly put together. Yeah. They were missing sound effects. It was just dialogue and music.
It looked so awkward. Yeah. It was really weird. It lacked a polish that Square sometimes I usually associate with Square.
Yeah, no, I think Square are pretty unpolished these days.
I may be thinking, I think we're talking about this in another episode recently, about like the Squaresoft days. Like,
yes, totally.
This wouldn't have happened in Squaresoft.
Mm. Yeah, that studio responsible for the Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts stuff. There's just fucking so much bullshit.
My
going
favorite
on there.
Part was at the end of one when they're like, "It's coming out," and I was going to screenshot to send to you because it was like, "You can buy all three. It comes with 1.1.2 and 1.7 like final like disco
and,
move
and for the first time ever 2.8 yeah."
And I was just like, "I have no idea what this means." Like, I literally felt like I was trying
all it means
to read.
Is the two. Already existing PS4 Kingdom Hearts collections are now available as one collection.
Cool. That's all I need to say. It looks like a fucking algebra test. There's all these numbers and like these, like if X, I was just like, I'm like, I don't know what this means. Is this good? Am I losing money if I buy this? Like, is a Kingdom Hearts fan going to watch me buy this and roast me when I leave? Cause they're like, oh, you know, that actually equals zero. Like, you got no games. Like, they cancel each other out.
So just quickly, they announced that they acquired four new studios, which is good. It definitely future proofs Xbox for a while.
With some exclusives.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, that's what Sony did years ago. And it's something that Microsoft have always been lagging at. We got the announcement of a new skating game called Session, which is if Tony Hawk's skating is like as arcadey and fun as a skating game gets, and Skate
is like
the game is like more realistic.
This is
even more realistic that, where you control your feet with the
I was going to say, so you smoke weed and don't go to school.
So this is not a skating game.
Sorry, if you're a skater, like, skating's great. I don't need to say you're a slob.
Were you a skater boy at any point in your life?
I had a skateboard and I couldn't skate. I sawed my skateboard in half and tied ropes around it and then tried to use it as like two chariots on my feet and would like lean back. And it didn't work, but in my head I drew it and I was like, oh, this is smart. I did that as like a 12-year-old and It was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
For Christmas this year, my son got a bike, a scooter, and a skateboard on, this, on one
You're
day.
Trying to make him run away from you? Here is any mode of transport. Get
out. All he does with any of them is sit on them and eat his breakfast.
I mean, that's pretty much all I did. Wait till about sawing them in half and creating your own stuff.
There was new Cuphead DLC, which looked really awesome, even though I suck at that game. We got the big reveal of Devil May Cry 5 from Capcom.
Did you cry?
No, I did not.
No, I didn't either.
Cry. But it looked sick. I've only played one of the games
in
that series.
Yeah, I was surprised they're up to 5. I was like, oh, I thought...
Well, they're actually up to 6. One of them was called DMC instead of Devil May Cry 5.
The games industry.
Yeah. You idiot. Specifically the Japanese games industry.
You crazy fucks. Oh, man. There's a little Japanese game I can't wait to talk about soon, which is just, again, bonkers.
Are we talking about Super Smash Brothers?
You know what I'm talking about.
You got a while to wait.
No, I'm just talking about Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, shit.
Big boy, Hideo.
Big Dick Kojima.
Yeah. I was sad not to see him in the presentation.
Wait, did you? Yeah. He did show up the next day.
I know, but I mean, I wanted to see him there.
We'll get to Sony soon. Tunic is probably the game that I was most excited to see in the Xbox
Fox
conference.
Zelda.
It's like, yeah, like this really cute little
version. To the point where you're wearing green, like it actually looks like Link.
Yeah, Fox Zelda. It's great. You play a fox and it's like a fun adventure game where you got a sword and you do magic.
And it's Battle Royale.
Where are we dropping, Fox?
Reggie, where are we going? I'm going to get in that battle bus. Reggie's battle bus. Oh my God. Remember Bang Bus? Imagine Reggie like in like battle bus porn. That'd be wild. Maybe
I'm here for it.
Maybe cut that bit out.
Battletoads. We're getting a new Battletoads apparently.
That was a Star Wars announcement, wasn't it? That was just like, and there's a Battletoads coming. At least on the logo.
A little bit more love went into it. It had some animated stuff, and at least it described what the game was going to be. And it's like,
is it a remake?
Well, it's going to be a fully hand animated.
That's right.
Platformer, I guess.
And Ray's got nothing to do with this one, don't they?
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm into this idea of one. There was that ridiculous anime Jump Force game. Where it's like Naruto and Goku and...
Now, this used to be... Because Jump was... these are all characters from like Shonen Jump, the like manga, the weekly manga, which collects like all of these. So there was one of this... There was a version of this on DS and it was more like Smash Brothers, like side-scrolling 2D.
Yeah, I think this is like a spiritual sequel to that. But you know who is in it is Death Note.
Yeah, amazing.
The fucking guy from Death Note.
It's so good.
Not the actual... you just play it as a piece of paper, as a book.
You kill people, you're right. You have to write down while people are fighting around you.
We got our first look at Cyberpunk 2077. And the way that... Did you see how that was introduced?
No, I only saw the trailer standalone.
They finished the conference. And as what's his name? Phil Spector.
Bill Gates.
Phil's whatever. He was saying goodbye to the crowd, saying like, you know, blah, blah, wrapping things up. Suddenly it glitched and wouldn't you know it, Cyberpunk 2077 hacked the Microsoft conference. And then suddenly you see like all this code going on stage. This is actually really sick. On the screen, all the code went through. If you entered that code into your Xbox, you got a free copy of The Witcher.
Witcher 3 full Witcher 3. Version.
Yeah. So sick. And like, there are all the other like cool little details about the game hidden in this code that was going up and down the screen.
Yeah, it was a dude on this computer screen or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, so good. Anyway, they revealed the latest game from what's the name of that developer? CD Projekt Red, who did the Witcher games. Their new game is a cyberpunk game called Cyberpunk 2077. Angus, you are the biggest cyberpunk fan of the two of us.
That's right. I have an Akira box set sitting right there. I've got a Blade Runner Art of book right next to it too. It looks alright.
And you hate women.
And I hate women. And I exclusively never cast Asian people in my films. Yet I take from their culture every day. I mean, what can you say? I'm a big old cyberpunk. It looked fine.
Yeah, I think it was...
The setting was pretty boring for me. I was like...
What I liked about it was that it was set in the daylight, which normally when you see cyberpunk stuff...
It's raining. It's dark, and I'm an incel.
Yeah.
And I remember that last one from last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was like...
Last night or something.
Yeah. I did like that. I did like that. I think I need to see some gameplay footage.
Yeah.
It was more like, look at these wacky punks with metal mouths.
It's the future.
Yeah. And there's a businessman and we're ripping him in half because business is bad and the world's run by a corporate. I was like, it looked fine. Like, I actually just want to see the game.
Yeah.
I thought it was first person.
Yeah. That's a bit of a turn off for me.
Yeah. Because you want to look at your sick cyberpunk asshole.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah.
Your robo
I'm going to give him Donald Duck's butt.
Yes.
Cyberpunk Donald Duck with zippers.
Donald Duck in that sailor. I can't stop thinking about him in a leather sailor outfit and carrying a fucking big key. It's so weird. Imagine landing on Earth and not knowing what it is, and that's the first bit of media you interact with.
Is a Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer. Welcome to Earth, and Will Smith shows you the Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer.
Aliens like to the mothership, like, yeah, just drop the mother load.
Yeah, yeah.
These fuckers need to.
One of them told me that his friend's heart was in his heart.
Yeah,
kill them all.
It's like deviant art became sentient.
Yeah,
let's kill it. You know what I'd like, and this probably sounds so ignorant, and I don't care. The Kingdom Hearts games, to me, would be more appealing if it didn't have, like, human, like, anime people in it. Like, it was all Disney-based.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Like,
all right, to end there, I hear you. Full stop.
I've bought into the batshit.
About the hearts.
I don't think you have Kingdom Hearts without that level of insanity.
It would not be the batshit, like, beloved.
Exactly.
Okay. Who's that bitch dude walking around with two big, like, antler hairs? Who's that guy? And he's got like a hood.
Roxas? Or one
yeah,
of
probably.
Yeah, yeah, okay, the guy with the red ant. No, I don't even know.
Maybe it's red hair, but it's just like two big wisps.
But that's just like classic Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I want to know who it is. I'm just like curious. I want to start modeling. I'm kind of bummed I cut my hair.
Speaking of crazy Japanese design, Nier Automata got announced for Xbox 2, which is cool. Apparently that game has sold more than 3 million copies on PlayStation and Steam combined.
What has?
Nier Automata.
That's so good.
Platinum Games. That's great. Developed for Square.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to borrow that when you finish all of the like 900 endings.
Yeah, 5 million years from now, because yeah. I've bought like 10 games in the last week.
You fool.
I'll make
Archie skateboard it over for me. And you will never know.
I'll just bring you breakfast.
Yeah. I'll be like, dude, where are you? He's like, I'm just eating Cocoa Pops.
Within the Xbox conference, they also do their ID, which is their indie game imprint. And they showed a ton of games.
And asked everyone's ID. It took like 3 hours. Right. Like, all right, we're going to come and check IDs.
Oh, that sounds like the Sony conference.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? The room moving? I'll tell you about that later.
I just saw that like white dude like cosplaying as an Asian guy.
He's a cyberpunk.
That was so good. I was like, this guy makes cyberpunk movies.
So ID is their big indie imprint, and like maybe 20 of the 50 games they showed on the stage during their presentation were crammed.
Had no Asian people in them.
Were crammed into this little segment, and there was an amazing looking game in there called Sable.
Oh man!
But more on that when we get to the PC gaming.
That could be top five of my easily. That's my top five. I'm just bummed because I don't own an Xbox or a PC.
I'm hoping that it gets announced for more games.
I'm hoping I have a child by then when it's out, and that child has an Xbox or a PC.
So after the Microsoft conference, which I have to say is probably overall as a conference that understood what an E3 conference should do, it was probably the best. It just announced a shitload of games for all kinds of genres, and they were quick about it. Nothing lingered for too long. That it still felt human because there was a host, but it wasn't annoying. It wasn't cringy. Mm. It just pushed through.
So we know that Sony and Microsoft, they're pretty much in sync. Lifespan wise, as opposed to Switch, which is always a bit of a... Yeah, Nintendo's been an outlier since the Wii U.
They're both on the Kingdom Hearts 1.8 iterations of their consoles.
It's a 3D remake of their original last 2.5 top-down scroller. But what's interesting is we're at that era of E3s, but neither of these guys are ready yet to announce their next console. They can speak about it in vague terms. Like, huge E3s are when they go like, here's the PlayStation 4, and like they're the milestone E3s can recall. To not have one of those to work with this year, Microsoft did what they, like the best version of what they could do, where it's like, fuck, people are probably sick of us. The last three E3s have announced a new Xbox, which is like a slightly souped up. And it was just straight up games, and it was kind of the best thing they could have done easily.
Yeah.
Like this E3 wasn't about, there wasn't those like, it wasn't a hardware show stopping moment. You know, like the PS2 unveiling was still so iconic. The PS3 unveiling.
Well, there was not much surprise at all. This E3.
Well, this is what I was getting at the start when I was like, we're in an era now where like the importance of E3, like this, you know, before websites, before social media, like we found this stuff out because I used to get monthly magazines, like gaming.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you'd look at and pore over the pictures and just, you'd have to read what the gameplay was like. You wouldn't get videos, you wouldn't get footage. And so you experienced it. And E3 was so important for that because physically it was the only place where the gaming industry, I guess, could show off, like, in North America, all this stuff that's coming. I mean, now, you know, we find out stuff. Nintendo Direct was like, you know, at the time, people were like, oh my God, Nintendo aren't even doing presentations.
They don't care about E3.
Now it's like so iconic. Everyone's doing what Nintendo are doing. They're just dropping shit whenever they want that suits them. Like, people aren't working around E3 anymore.
Mm.
People working around themselves. It's interesting. But yeah, it's you know, will E3 be, what will it be like in 10 years? It's probably going to be fucking Command and Conquer on an iPhone. you probably have to play that and then unlock the next thing. I don't know, but it's an interesting boy.
So the next conference is the Bethesda one. And I should preface this by saying,
hey, we hope you enjoyed some of that episode of Hey Fam. That's not all of it.
Well, if you want the rest, too bad, because they only recorded that bit. Just kidding.
It's linked below. You can find Hey Fam on Spotify. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on planetbroadcasting.com.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know Levin's from the Great Makes Facebook page as well.
You know him because he's a dad.
You know him because he's a dad.
But Angus, just rad.
Just rad.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Two hot boys.
Cool hot boys.
Cool hot boys doing whatever I said earlier. Doing a podcast. Next week, we'll be back with our podcast, though, won't we, Mason?
Absolutely. But until then, guess we'll see you in hell.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.